Adam mentioned the ISIS fighters and families in the prisons and camps in northeastern Syria. There are Australians among them too. So after the US announcement, aid groups are warning about their fate should Turkey send the troops in. Matt Tinkler is Save the Children Australia's Director of Policy and International Programs. Matt Tinkler, how many Australian women and children are in the camps in northeastern Syria and what are the conditions like?
Well, there's over 60 Australian women and children in these camps right now. More than 40 of those are children, and the vast majority of those children are under five. Now, these conditions are desperate. We've had over 300 children in these camps die in the course of this year of preventable diseases, things like hypothermia, malnutrition, and other diseases that could be treated. So it's a really desperate situation, and in our view, no child should have to live in that scenario.
Now, we have a closing window, obviously, with this US announcement overnight that seems to clear the way for Turkey to invade as it's been threatening. What do you want the Australian government to do in that circumstance?
Well, the Australian government needs to act now. And our big concern is that we, for a long time, have said the relative stability of this area right now under the Kurdish administration represents perhaps the best chance for Australia to repatriate its citizens. And this uncertainty caused by the US announcement overnight has just heightened the fear and anxiety of people living in those camps. And we're concerned that that window for repatriation is closing very quickly.
Has the Australian government taken any steps that you know of to get any of these people out?
Look, the government has been working with family members here in Australia and has been taking advice from our teams on the ground in these camps, but we're yet to see any real tangible evidence that there are developed plans to repatriate this large number of Australians living in these camps anytime soon.
And do you have any sense of how short the window is given this announcement?
Well, it's really hard to say. You know, we're reading these announcements from the US president overnight like others. I think what it does tell us is that this region has always been unstable. Instability means access gets harder because people are concerned around their security and safety. So we're just really concerned that that window is closing and closing rapidly.
Matt Tinkler from Save the Children Australia. And we have asked the Foreign Affairs Minister, Maurice Payne, for a response too.